It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 82 of the Taking Notes podcast for Sunday, May 25th, 2008. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with...
Julian, I want a cup of coffee, Robichaud.
You want a cup of coffee? You know, I'm not going to go into what time it is here, guys on the phone, but today, yes, we're back. We're back. You guys thought we were dead or something. Some of us are, but we're on the phone today with two gentlemen where we will be talking about the fourth annual Irish Lotus User Group taking place in Dublin, Ireland on June 4th, 5th, and 6th. So on the phone, we have Paul Mooney. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. And from London, England, just back from the United States, Matt White.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, good, Matt.
So tell us, guys, you know, fourth annual. This is obviously just some rinky-dink event, and Julian will be there, I'll be there, 500 other people will be there, or something like that. Paul, tell us about iLug. What is it? How did it come to be? And, you know, just get us going here, man.
Okay, iLug is in its fourth year now. About 4 years ago, when it was... numerous little user groups cropping up around in the US, and I would be listening to Jack Dossman and a few other people talk about these events. It came to pass where we said there's not really much going on in Europe or in Ireland. So we decided to kick off with just a small half-day event, which the first one I think was sponsored by BlackBerry, and it was about 50, 60 people at it, which just went through some of the new features. I think at the time it was Note 7 or 6, 5 or 7 anyway, and a few BlackBerry things. And somehow, it's just grown every year. The next year was a full day. The third year, last year, was a two-day conference with 280 people. And it seems to be that the more that we do with the event, the more people that want to get involved and the more sponsors that want to help out and contribute towards the event. And eventually, this year, we ended up it growing to such a size that it is a full three-day, four-track event for 500 people, three full days of sessions with some of the best speakers in the business. It's just come to be by kind of like a grassroots, organically driven, not-for-profit, free-to-attend event that's just grown out of all proportions. So we're myself and Matt and Eileen and Bill and Warren and Kitty are just basically clinging on to the ride this year round, trying our best to keep it all together in our own time. But it's good fun. It's good for us all to do, and it's structured pretty well. It's holding itself together good.
Now, since you've done this for, you know, this is your fourth year and everything, I guess the planning piece is just real easy now, right?
you can hear Matt chuckling on that one. No, it's still as disorganized as ever. We have this year, because of the size, if the first 2 years I did it alone. Last year, a lot more people got involved because it got bigger. This year, more people again. And we've kind of broken out the roles. Good old Matt and Bill are taking care of the website development. And we have Duffbert in the US time zone. He's our outsourced non-local people that we have. He takes care of registration and users along with Kitty. Eileen looks after logistics and scheduling, and I take care of the speakers and sponsors. But it's still something that involves a lot of Skype calls, a lot of communication, and a screaming match to try and figure out who's going to do what and when it's going to be done by. And somehow we managed to make it look like a semi-professional event, which is surprising even for us.
Well, and this whole free stuff, so everyone, you know, says, oh, well, it can't really be free, and I guess vendors pay for it, essentially. But, you know, there's always these grumblings about, oh, well, they're all just out there making money, and this is all just for Paul's company and things like that. What do you say to those things, Paul?
Yeah, I don't even respond to that stuff anymore. I think the event at this stage, Matt will probably agree, kind of stands on its own feet in Europe, definitely as... as just a kind of an independently run event. My own sponsor, my own company that I work for, Blue Wave, isn't a loud sponsor, but neither is any other services, BP, just to keep things fair. So this year we have 20 product vendors sponsoring the event, from our premier sponsors like IBM and BlackBerry to other companies who've come back almost every year, BCC, Synaptris, Integra, Genius, Six West Systems, Firm, Easy Software, IntelliPrint, Polymorph, Vitria. You know, all these guys, it's their money. It's the sponsors that give us enough money to run the event. And we run it strictly not for profit. The money, we just cover our budget. And once we've got our budget covered and we've booked the venue, booked the food and booked the booze, all the speakers, all you guys, they all come over off their own money, off their own back, because they just want to be involved and they understand how the whole event runs. So we don't really respond to it. It's not a marketing. If people go there, and if business partners go there and they get customers and leads and people talk to each other, I'm delighted. Great. You know, the more people that talk to people and kind of collaborate at the event, you know, it means the event is doing something right.
Paul,
so that's good.
Something that's been on my mind all year, and that is this is, you know, on a serious note here, is Fluffy going to be returning this year?
he's undertaken extensive rehabilitation for the past 6-7 months. Fluffy will be back and has already been nailed to the wall a couple of times with specific questions, not least of which questions sometimes by me, Matt, Bill, Eileen, as we're trying to figure out things ourselves. But yeah, Fluffy will be back and you'll see him there. I think we're going to let Eileen take care of him this year round, are we?
And who is
Matt? What do you think?
Who is Fluffy? Matt, can you tell us who Fluffy is?
Fluffy is a poor little creature that doesn't deal well with people asking stupid questions. So normally it will be Kitty or Paul who will end up killing him when they get asked stupid questions.
Yeah, sort of like Kenny on South Park, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It is, but it's a bit more violent, I think, what we do to this poor thing. But I think when it comes to the point, especially this year, because there's so many people, when you get the 20th email of somebody asking you what day does it start, or, you know, is there lunch, or what are you doing for tea and coffee breaks, or people saying, you know, where should I stay? And we're going, look, everything is up on the blogs, is up on the websites. When people continually ask, you just want to kill something, and it may as well be a rabbit. Turtle may not appreciate it. No, you know, we may as well just kill a rabbit.
Well, Paul, give us the real quick walkthrough of the 3 days. Starting on Wednesday, what happens?
Okay, Wednesday morning, the opening session will start sharp at 11 a.m. We've put it back to 11 a.m. to allow people flying over that morning if they want to. Now, the event really starts for the likes of myself and Matt now. Like, it's started already because we're getting things organized, but we'll be there from the Tuesday, kind of packing bags and getting all the freebies ready for the users, but for the delegates. But at 11 in the morning, there will be a keynote session. We have a guest speaker, Nick Shelness, ex-CTO with Lotus. And then we have Al Napovsky giving the keynote for about an hour, talking about anything and everything, or whatever he really wants to talk about. He gave a fantastic opening session last year that went down really well. So this year, we just said, just talk about whatever you like. But followed on then, we've got sponsor sessions. We've got lots of different speaker sessions. We've got Vince Sherman talking about OpenNTF code. We've got connection sessions. We've got Webster portal sessions. We've got Darren Adams speaking. Bill Buchan talking about web services in 1 hour, learning to do everything with web services. Gab Davis will be over speaking. And John Head will be speaking about Lotus Symphony and using Symphony as opposed to using Microsoft Office in your environment. And I'm bringing up the pros and cons. That's all in day one. And at the end of day one, then we have, when there's 4 tracks of speaking, we're going to have a speed sponsoring session, which will be when the bar is open. Everybody will be slowly getting drunk, and the sponsors do their version of speed geeking, which should be a lot of fun, where you all have 5 minutes to actually hear what each sponsor is trying to promote and what the products can do for them. The next day is hardcore. The next day starts at 9 a.m. We'll be ending around 5:30 p.m., and that is 4 tracks of different technical sessions. The speaker list we have for that day is just huge. We've got Rob McDonough, Rocky Oliver, we've got Ed Brill, Warren Ellsmore, Mary Beth Raven will be speaking, Thomas Bann, who else? Nick Shellness will be speaking again himself, Francisca Tanner, Charles Robinson, all speaking on different sessions. There'll be notes development environment sessions, there'll be infrastructure sessions, there'll be management sessions, and then there'll be sponsor sessions as well. The good thing about the sponsoring sessions as well this year is the sponsors are kind of taking on the whole iLug approach to presentation. Instead of doing a kind of a dry sponsor session, they're going to try and put it into kind of a informal aspect and just show how their tool works and talk about it in a different way to something maybe possibly a little bit more formal. And I think that will work. On the Thursday night, we've got Speed Geeking, which is emceed by none other than Rocky Oliver, the guy that kicked it off in the first place. So where we'll have the likes of myself, Matt, Bruce, I think you're doing one as well, doing 5-minute pitches or 5-minute technical sessions to people, and there'll be 12 times in an hour. So that usually kills us, but luckily the bar will be open as well. And then on the Friday, same again, more and more 4-track sessions, technical sessions by Julian, yourself, and Rob McDonough, I can see presenting on a Friday morning. Mary Beth Raven, you're welcome. Mary Beth Raven again. Chris Miller is presenting twice on the Friday. Ben Poole will be presenting on the Friday. Matt and Sean and Bruce, you'll be presenting on Idea Jam on the Friday. Eileen Fitzgerald is actually... Yeah, you are.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, Matt, we got to work on a presentation.
Yeah, I know. I've just realized that.
No, it's done. It's done. Go ahead. Sorry.
This year is a first for Eileen Fitzgerald because she's actually presenting for the first time. She is probably one of the best PM people I've ever seen in operation professionally. And she's presenting a session on delivering and managing notes as a service according to ITIL principles, which will drag a lot of interest out of management and infrastructure people there as well. And she's also promised to make ITIL interesting, which is, I think, is impossible, but she's proving it will. Kevin Pettit will be presenting again. Duffbert will be over presenting and trying not to get the women chase him around like last year. And then just more and more sessions until 4 p.m. where we have a closing session. And then we all go and drink. So there'll be heavy alcohol intent by the end of it on the Friday evening if we're all still awake.
Well, now since there's so much work going on ahead of time, with I don't know, it probably takes you 6 months to really put all the iLug stuff together. Is there anything fun in the preparations that you actually enjoy?
Well, Matt's going to probably say coding, right? Coding the website and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
You can't get enough coding on a Sunday night. I can tell you that. It's it's what I live for. But actually, what's most fun is actually reading the Skype chat, which people might have seen at Lotusphere last year, which Duffbert skewered Bill and Paul with. The same chat has been going on since we actually finished iLug last year, and it's something to behold. It really is.
And you guys follow all the ITIL principles, and
completely.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Anyone that saw worst practices last year will know that we are a strict, structured approach to a conference programming and conference development. We do it all in a very structured manner. The iLug chat this year is definitely what we would consider admissible as evidence if anyone ever wanted to sue any of us, because it consists of various levels of bad language and screaming matches between us all, but it's good fun. That is, I don't know if it's the same as yourself, Matt. It's my AM read when I get into work. Just catch up.
Exactly.
On the Skype
There's
chat.
Normally like 100 chats to get through when you get in the morning. It's keeps you busy.
Who's the number one chatter on in that? Who tries to be the control freak?
Oh, it's very Eileen is the control freak. She's in charge of us all.
Eileen tries to herd the cats. She's the one that tries to ensure that we're all doing what we said we would do. She does a pretty good job considering it's like controlling Bill, me, Warren, Matt, Julian. She has a tough time trying to make sure that we all get things done that we said we would do. So she tries to be serious, but it doesn't really last that long. But if this whole event would fall apart if it wasn't for her.
Aw. Now, Paul, when you went through the speaker list, I noticed that you didn't mention that Paul Mooney was giving a session.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Trying to get people to go to this, Julian.
I thought you were simply shirking your responsibility and opting not to do a session this year.
Typical Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
No, I'm presenting. I'm giving a version of an Admin Blast presentation. In fact, there's an interesting one on the Thursday. Myself and Warren are going to do a Lotus Traveler setup live. As a session, like there will be no slides. We're going to have a remote access to a machine, and we're going to set up Traveler and deploy it onto a mobile device in an hour.
Paul,
and
Julian and I interviewed Sean Robinson. He said it's just you install it and you load this task up on the Domino server and you're good to go. Why should that take an hour?
Well, you see, we're taking in Sod's Law, really. When you're doing this in front of possibly 200 people in your room, we know everything's going to go wrong. So while we're presenting this and demoing it and showing it as a live setup, we're going to go through, you know, how it works, what it does, and setting it up on the screen. Probably have a bit of fun along the way. So it's kind of breaking every rule I've ever learned from presentation over the years. You know, don't present relying on internet connection. Don't present any demos like live that will ruin the rest of your presentation. We've thrown them all out the window, and we're just going to demo it on screen. So it'll be a fun session to do, but I think I'm up against Ed Brill talking about notes and Domino, the road behind and ahead, so I'm sure, and Jamie McGee.
The road behind.
I think he's feeling nostalgic, I think. I think that's the deal. So, yeah, I'm speaking once or twice anyway during the event, okay. So I apologize. Yeah. People can go there and rest.
Yeah. Well, and Bruce, you have to realize that Paul and Warren have to account for a certain amount of time of cursing and drinking and clogging or whatever it is they're going to do.
Well, it's a good point. There are a number of rules. This is not a professional event. We do tell all the speakers that if you want to do something unusual or try something out new, by all means, go ahead. Dress code is casual is enforced. If anybody turns up in a suit, we have a guy called Coatsy who's just not going to let them in.
I can't wait to meet Coatsy.
Oh, I met Coatsy here, yeah.
He's a character. You met him, have you, Bruce?
I have a great picture. I mean, Coatsy and I have known each other, you know, over the web. You know, we've been, before Facebook was around. You know, he had his blog for a long time, and we've had email exchanges and comments on blogs, but I finally got a chance to meet him last year in the Hotel of the Alexandria there, and I have a picture of hugging him, actually. It's on my Flickr. It's actually, it's right here behind my computer on the wall.
Coatsy is security. So if people come in from wearing a suit, no, they're not getting in. If people come in that have not registered for the event, Coatsy is refusing them access. And he's a pretty imposing character, so he'd be the perfect man for the job. And then, like, bad language is not only acceptable, it's probably enforced. And, you know, it's taken as a very casual but very technical event. So that's the way we run.
Are you afraid of anything, Paul? You know, I mean, do you not get sleep at night because you're like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, man.
For all the fun that we have arranging it, you know, in the end of the day, we recognize that so many people are flying over here to do it. So you're lying awake at night from now until the event is over, making sure, you know, is this arranged? Is that arranged? Have we considered this X, Y, Z? People with special requests, have we taken care of them? So yeah, there is a lot. Like, full credits to the whole team that actually get involved in this event. So much time goes into it. We have a lot of fun doing it, but it's a significant investment in time.
What about the venue? You know, the venue over the last couple of years has been in a hotel, and this year it's
in the Dublin Conference Center in Griffith College. It's we were too big for the hotel. We outgrew it, so we couldn't really have it in the same layout in the hotel there, and this place seemed like the perfect fit for it. We could afford it. B, it's very central, and it is a college, so the rooms are laid out like a college. Like, it's a big auditorium, and they also have facilities for sponsor booths, and they have a bar right there. So
it's an all girls college, right?
It is an all girls college where, you know, where they all actually know about you, Bruce, for some reason as well, which is kind of strange.
I'll be showing up with my seeing eye dog.
Gale that.
So Paul,
that's just rude.
So Paul, how would you rate Matt's coding skills for all the work that he's done? Kind of like the stuff he's done on Idea Jam and Link Jam. You know, poor, right?
Average, I would give them. You know, like I've seen guys with like 1 to 2 years experience probably out coding, but you got to let the guy off. You know,
that's going on my CV. Matt White, average.
Well, I think Matt, you can kick in about the application. Like it really is developed off the seat of our pants, isn't it?
It really is, but actually, Bill wrote most of it a couple of years ago, and it's just been added to. And actually, it's surprisingly easy to use most of the time.
So you want sympathy?
The Eileen won't agree entirely, but it does a really good job. And the website's, it sort of sits there and chugs away like a good old Domino app. Really, it's good.
It's like Lotusphere Online, but it works.
Yes. Oh, it's probably also worth mentioning that there are a couple of places left as well for registration.
Yep, there are a few seats left for people that want to attend. Just go to the website and just click on the register link.
What's the? That's www.ilug2008.org. Is that correct?
Exactly it. Yep. And there's links from pretty much every speaker's blog site. There's a link to it. They all put up the logo. So it's there's a lot of people there. There's still people registering. Even 3 more today, actually registering the system. See it. So it'll chug in. It'll be at capacity by the time we open the doors.
And I'll bring my gear so we could possibly do some podcasts here. But again, the quality due to the fun and extracurricular activities may make it not sound like a good podcast. But
maybe what you should do is just kind of what's it called in America? An R-rated podcast. You know, you just put up a warning in advance saying, right, this one will offend everybody, and it'll probably be the most downloaded podcast. Then we'll put Bill in it after a few nights of drams, and he'd be fine.
So, Julian, is there anything else you want to ask regarding iLug before we just open it up to general notes and Domino and Quicker and same time news?
Well, sure. Just one more thing. I know you just recently opened up the Speed Geeking applications or whatever, the call for Speed Geeks. Do you still need people or is that closed as well?
No, we still need people. Speed Geeking is probably the most fun part. So if there's anybody interested in presenting a Speed Geeking session, just email speedgeek@ilug2008.org. Saying what your abstract is, what you want to talk about. It. Just be aware that whatever it is, you have to make sure you can present it in 5 minutes and then represent it immediately afterwards 12 times. And I've done it. It's not as easy as it sounds, but it's great fun. It really is. It adds to the whole night. And after that, you're exhausted and you just head straight to the bar.
Well, actually, you're kind of in the bar during Speed Geeking, right?
Yep. Yeah, so you don't have far to go as well. Like, we take care of the people, you know.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things going on, right, guys? In Europe at that time, in Amsterdam, June 2nd through 3rd, there's a Lotus Technical Conference. Uh-huh. And then we have the Irish Lotus Music Group. We have the Social Collaboration event. I think that's in Germany, the DNUG event, June 5th and 6th. What else? Isn't there an event by Stuart McIntyre and a whole bunch of guys?
The Quicker, the Connectors event.
Right.
It's been held in Dublin the day before. It's up on Facebook. I haven't got the details in front of me. It's been held in Dublin on the 3rd of June for people that have arrived to iLug a day early. I'll blog the details later on just so people know exactly where to go. But it's just a focus group on connections and collaborative studies, which will be held, I believe, in the Lotus Labs just in Dublin as well. Mm-hmm. So if you get there a day early, it's worth going to. It's worth going to see.
Yeah, I have a blog entry. I'll link to it in the show notes. We'll link to it in the show notes. So
right.
That's about it.
Well, also, the Notes 8.5 beta is supposed to come out that week. So if you happen to be at iLog and you get the Notes 8.5 beta and you have all these questions and suggestions for how it should look, Mary Beth Raven, you can just bug the crap out of her.
Yep.
She'd be right there. And in fairness, Mary Beth Raven would like nothing more than people, users and customers sitting down with her saying, why can't it do this? Because that's where she gets her.
Right. And just bring Fluffy with you.
We'll let her leave it with her and an axe, you know. But she actually does take it very well. Everybody that attends our event as well will be getting a memory stick. And if any of us, I'm sure a few of us will have downloaded that beta. I'm pretty sure it will come out before the event. I'm not 100% sure, but if that beta is out and downloaded, I'm sure there'll be memory sticks being swapped around people at the events very, very quickly with, so you can all get the software.
I guess other than the 8.5 announcement, it's pretty quiet on the on the Lotus front. Everyone agree with that, or?
Yeah, it is relatively quiet, but like they're turning it around fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody's just waiting. I know I'm waiting for the new public Mac client for the 8.5, but the Eclipse Designer client, probably, we were saying just earlier on, probably we don't know what versions of platforms is coming out for yet. But I can feel Matt foaming at the mouth waiting to get his hands on that as well. Wow. So,
all right. Anything else for episode 82 here?
I'm all talked out. Matt, what about you?
I have something before I forget, before I interrupt Matt. There's another podcast which is coming out, another notes-related podcast coming out by two gentlemen called, they go by the name of Chris Tuohy and Tim Tripconi. It's called Yellowcast. So I think if you go to yellowcast.com, their first episode is going to be up in a little while. And then didn't Chris Miller and another gentleman start a social networker? I think they call it the social networker.
Geek, I think, something like that.
The social something. We'll figure it out. But a new podcast, we'll link to it in the show notes, by Chris Miller, who does the I Do Notes podcast. So that's it. And Matt, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, I was going to say I couldn't think of anything else to add, so you didn't interrupt anything.
Well, you know, there's the new head of Lotus, too. Right. So everyone's probably just kind of quiet because, you know, he's straightening everyone out, right?
Well, we're hoping we'll see him at the bar at iLook.
Ooh, that will be good.
Oh, God. It'll be a baptism of fire for the poor guy. No.
All right. Well, sorry for the long hiatus here. Julian and I have been quite busy. All good stuff. You know, again, Julian and I went through some counseling, and everything's better now, right, Julian?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so says you. Sure. No. No. It's, you know, I'll tell you what, just you know, full public disclosure, Bruce is constantly setting up these podcasts, and my schedule over the last month has been so bad that I've been just kind of, yes, we can do it, no, we can't, yes, we can do it, no, we can't. And so any long lapses of silence have been almost entirely my fault. So you can send me your stuff.
Yeah. I have a hate mail on the way to you as we speak, Julian.
Oh, excellent.
Actually, we do have, like Julian mentioned, we do have a lot of people who we want to get on the podcast here, including some Lotai, including Damian Katz, including some vendors regarding Quicker stuff that's come out. But again, actually, Theo Helsman, too, wants to talk a lot about Excel integration with Notes and stuff like that. And we're going to get everyone on. It's just a matter of time. So, and Julian.
Actually, just one more thing I wanted to add about the iLook. I forgot to mention Rob Novak is presenting there again.
Free beer.
We're not too sure, but it's looking quite strong that he will reprise his role from last year and buy a drink for everyone in his session. So that went down a storm last year, so I'm assuming it will go down a storm again this year if he does it. So we're trying to bankrupt the guy.
Right, well, how big are the rooms this year?
Well, we're putting him in the biggest.
Excellent.
Just to make sure to cost him enough money, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe instead of Guinness this year, he might only give, like, Bud Light.
With Clamato.
It's going to go down well in Ireland.
Just get a bunch of pitchers.
Do they have Bud Light with Clamato in it in Dublin?
Sounds like something you need a cream for.
I don't know. Go read Julian's blog, everyone.
You can get a shot for that.
Julian, did you actually drink that beer?
Oh, I didn't buy it. No, I saw it at the grocery store and took a picture and sent it to you, and then came home and thought it was just some freakish thing, and it was on their website being advertised.
Clamato, the beer?
Yes, Bud Light and Clamato.
Oh, good God.
Paul, do you know what it looked Clamato horrible. Is?
It looked terrible.
I can just ask, picture it in chatting up a girl in the bar saying, would you like a Clamato?
Your place or mine?
Yeah, I've got some Clamato at home. You
guys,
it's just not going
to
wash.
You may have to put the R-rated thing on this podcast. If All right, any parting words, Matt, for the gang, for everyone out there, for iLug?
I just can't wait to get over there and see everyone again. It will be a great week. We're really good fun.
Yeah, Matt, if you weren't a programmer, what would you have been?
You asked me this earlier, and I told you, and I still don't have a clue. I have no idea what I could do other than programming. It's very, very sad.
Yeah. All right, Paul, any parting words for anybody?
No, just we can't wait to see everybody next week in Dublin, and it'll be a great week. We're all looking forward to it.
And Paul, if you weren't a IT guy like you are now, what would you have been?
A car mechanic or a barman. Either of them I would have been very happy to.
Okay. And Julian, about yourself? If you weren't a programmer, what would you have been?
Oh, I'd probably be working on a chain gang somewhere.
Okay, with the Pretenders, right?
Yes.
All right, no one's going to ask me. Okay, that's it. Episode 8.
Come on, Bruce. No, go on, Bruce. I'm dying. No, come on. What would it have been? I thought male stripper, but okay.
You know, when I was growing up, my dad, when we used to drive in New York City, he always used to look over across the Hudson River and say, there's an engineering school over there, and it's really good, and maybe you'll be able to go to it one day. And here I was, like, wanting to be rock star, you know. I was, you know, totally into drumming and stuff like that, and I didn't want to do anything except, you know, bang on the drum all day. And so I really wanted to do something musical, but you have to have talent to do that. So I probably would have been a gardener.
A gardener.
No. Yeah, a landscaper. All right, that's it. Enough. Episode 82. Matt and I have to finish some stuff up. Julian and I have to do some stuff. Paul and I have to do some stuff. I know, we really don't. All right, 82 is in the can. Thanks, Paul. We look forward to seeing everyone, Matt and everyone else, at iLug 2008. It's going to be a kick-ass event. So safe travels, everyone. Paul?
See you there. Take care.
Take care. Matt, take care.
Bye.
Bye, Julian.
Oh, yeah.